Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Oh! works.
Up and down.
Beep, beep. got the fine. Better do, better do. We don't need evolution. Got the hand.
Last 40 seconds or so, they are just like groove locked, and that thing is tight as a tick, and you just know when you're feeling that everything on you is moving. Good evening, everybody. Welcome. As we are
getting ow!
Exactly. Ow! Everybody's good for at least 1 hour every now and then. But good evening, welcome, as we are here with the Music Therapy Mind Stream. Yesterday, some good food, musically for the soul. DJ Honeycomb and DJ Gray here. Hope everybody's doing all right. Special shout out to our colleague, Cheryl Jones. Cheryl, you know we love you, baby. Just kick back and relax and rest up, because you're going to church, y'all. Having said all that, G, we are 13 shows away from 1,500 here.
Whoa.
So we've been grinding. And it's just like it seems like it's just in time, too, because we're going to need you. You got your upgrades all in effect.
Yeah, I'm still working. I'm telling you, it's a brand new deal here.
Yes, it is. We've had a lot of stuff done. The Blueberry tea sets are back in effect. And, of course, I had to give you all a taste of funk because the funk wars will be in effect soon. Yes. You know you can't go without that funk. But we are proudly brought to you by BASNNewsroom.com and the members of the Brother Man Network, your sacks, doing their things, providing the answers to the who, what, when, where, why, and how. Always now. www.basnnewsroom.com. My brother G was just finished working on the first draft of a football article, and talking about getting worked over. Woo! Yes, the field generals took it on the chin tonight. There was some rough ass whipping going on all over the place.
They got rocked this weekend.
Yes, they did, and we're gonna point out in our next video some of these things, because I can tell you this as a croupier, having worked at a Las Vegas-like situation, the house. Always.
Michael, what doing this article I wrote, very interesting that when there's a group of black quarterbacks coming on, there's always a group of young white quarterbacks. Look up for history.
Yep.
Every single time.
You're right.
There was more than three. There was always three new Caucasian quarterbacks.
You're right, brother. Listen, you know, nobody wants to talk about it because they're either too busy betting or they don't understand the full effect of what white supremacy does in the society. That's what this is, too. It even poisons the games people play. And don't think for 1 minute that you won't hear this in force on the networks next week. They will trash the brother, especially General Jackson. You know it's covered. So don't worry about it. You just know. Let them have their say now. When it comes time later, you got to whip that ass. Because now shit got personal, so to speak. But anyway, G, having said all of that, you know, what's your take musically as now we are in fall, y'all, and you know, November's just knocking on the door here. What do you remember, or what kind of music do you like to hear around this time of year?
Well, I'm old school. I grew up old school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like the Temptations, the Miracles,
mm-hmm.
Four Tops,
okay.
Smokey Robinson, you know.
Yeah.
Motel. I'm a Motel guy.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Appreciate that. And
no, it is wherever I go in November, I always start thinking about Motown.
No, I hear you. And the reason I ask is because I have been desperate hoping to hear somebody new. You know? Like 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, you know, we've heard all of that. And we love some of it. I'll be like that. But from the 2000s on, I have yet to hear somebody that would make me say, oh, yeah, you know, I got to see what's up with these folks.
Well, yeah, yeah. The last time that happened to me was Alicia Keys. That 2001.
Mm-hmm.
It was Alicia Keys.
Yes, she's a 2000. My point, it's like I can't say the well's running dry, but there's not situations where exposure is made available for us to hear some good old-fashioned stuff. And I don't mean good old-fashioned in the sense that it's old. I mean good old-fashioned stuff that it's unique. You know, when the neo-soul artists came out in the 90s, they were doing soul music, but they took their own take on it. So Kindred other artists like that, Raheem Devon, they had their own music, and they were sounding great. They had their own thing going on. But I haven't heard that kind of uniqueness since.
No.
And while you're right about Ashanti and the other artists you just mentioned.
Alicia.
You know, yeah, Misha, yeah. But she's admired more for her looks because she looks like Lena Horne as a kid as opposed to, you know, whether she can sing or not. I mean, she's killing it, but I don't get the vibe. If I'm looking at her, I'm not thinking of her singing. She's just fine. But having
oh,
said
you're naughty boy. You're naughty boy.
Yeah. Well, she's fine. But, you know, the musical follow-through is not there. Like, you know, they said a few years ago, Sade was coming out with new stuff. I haven't heard anything yet, but I'm looking forward to it because I know Sade is unique. She's going to come out with something that is different because she's a really great musician. And we mix her music here all the time. And I say it unashamedly. Sade is the ginger ale of music because he can mix her with anything and it's going to work. So we
Michael,
like you.
Michael,
we love you.
The music industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's killing itself. What I mean by killing itself is the big companies are overtaking the industry.
Yeah, you're right.
And they have boxed the music. Right? What I mean by
mm-hmm.
boxed the music is they tell artists, this is what we want. This is how it's going to sound.
That's
or
right.
Or you're not playing with us. As it comes out to you now.
That's right. There's no real individuality other than the script that they want you to follow musically. And that's a big difference between the 70s and the funk wars because not just only the black folks love what they saw in the mirror, but they also saw the fact that they could be creative. And they had the desire to be creative and the funds to do so because, you know, people were doing this out of the goodness of their heart. But people took chances and stuff, and the music is reflective of that. Even though that 1 in 3 may sound ordinary to some, that 1 and 3 was the basis. That was the heartbeat of that music. And when we finish up here, early November begins the Funk Wars. And you're going to get to hear some of that good shit from all over the country.
Michael, one of the best concerts I ever went to was with E-Book Bartman. Bartman came down to SIU. And they turned SIU out. You know what I'm saying? They turned around.
I'm not surprised. Yes. I'm not surprised. Brother, I had a P-Funk moment in Canada when George Clinton was reloading and they were getting ready to put out their album, The Awesome, Powerful, Fully Functional Mothership. And there were 30 of them on stage, in and out, with the Bride to Funkenstein. I was backstage. It was great. And I just, they came late first. They were an hour or something late. And we know why, because they were going to the border. So, of course, they had to go to the border. They're going to search for drugs and shit. And they took that time to search that bus. And the funny part about it was their straight man was there at the at the venue. So they got all the drugs they wanted at the place where they were going to play and stuff. So, you know, the weed was flowing and everything was going. And that was, it was a fantastic night. It was just a fantastic night. And I love, it was my favorite concerts. But anyway,
the mothership came down from the ceiling. I'm like, what is that?
Hey, look, that was real creativity. That was the thing about funk. You know, like Earth and the Fry, you had the pyramids and all the other stuff there going on with their show. Verdeen White flying up in the air because he's hooked up to a winch playing bass.
Yeah.
I mean, we love stuff like that. You know, and the brothers thought enough to like, yes, we already know we can play. Now let's give them a little showbiz. And folks just ate it up, you know. And we're going to give you a lot of funk in the early part of November. So having said all that, G, any last words for everybody before I go back to work?
All right. Don't drown in California because we have a rainstorm. It's been raining since 2 o'clock last night.
Oh my God! Block that way? Holy shit!
Yeah, I mean rain. I mean rain. So wash your hands. Wear a mask and get vaccinated, you fools.
That's right. Get vaccinated, and while you're at it, wash your hands. Running ground funky and stuff like that. Nothing worse than smelling funk on somebody when they're sopping wet. So, get your ass and drink of water. Don't want you smelling like wild onions and ass gravy with toe jam on the side. No, wash your ass. And as my brother says, wear a mask where applicable. Now, you know, during October, we have been giving you a taste of the outer mind stream and going into a little sci-fi, horror, funk, all kinds of crazy shit. Our mixed media. And I still got a little mad scientist left in me, so we're going to crack open one for you now. Remember, please, if you got to travel, especially out there where G is, please be careful. Go safe, stay safe, be safe. We want you to get from A to B and back to A-OK. Everybody here at the tree, for me and G, please, remember what we said to do. Take care of yourself out there. It's an old joke out here. So having said all that, if you're inside, sit back, relax. Because now it is time to dig into the deepness of the awe and mystery that reaches from the inner groove to the outer mind stream. Oh, see, now you'll mess up another good song. Can't think of it. Oh, yeah, no. Hurry up. Get going here. You know, you rascal, you. Oh, I hate that.
Yeah. On the loose. The people are terrified. The police baffled. With diabolical cleverness, the monster strikes without warning and draws mustaches on all the ads. No one knows who this fiend is. It could be you. It could be me.
But it happens to be me. We've all got a mission in life. We get into different ruts. Some are the cogs on the wheels. Others are just plain nuts. I'm just wild about Harry, and Harry's wild about me. Science is some folks calling. Others pilot a ship. My mission in life, stated simply, is a mustache on every lip. I'm a booby trap. Yes, so a restaurant of time. A recipe pinky. I won't be here at Christmas. I dare be here, but you better take a peek. Hey! It's a mini mustache thing. Swung by her teeth from a noose. But to one matinee, her bridge work gave way and she flew through the air like a goose.
Mm-hmm.
the little black duck.
Well, what do you say, jury?
Yes! Not guilty!
Thanks. You saved my life. Never again will I paint another mustache. I'm doing beards now!
Yeah. cloud on velvet sky. She whispers to me, tenderly taking me on high, where life never ceases. It allows you to go far, meet the treasures of your mind. Creole lady, let me know how you've come to be sublime. She replies so tenderly, won't you chant now, you're holding it low.
Thank you. got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm, where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha! You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed, you laughed, and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away. I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Huh? Well, you just wait, they'll find you yet, and when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm, where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, to the happy home, with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away.
Tom, Iris, I have something I want you to hear. You were right. The whole speech was on the recorder, the last tape. I think you should listen to it.
Sounds important.
Judge for yourself. Professor Weiner?
Men of Earth, we of the planet Mars give you this warning. Listen carefully and remember, we have known your planet Earth since the first creature crawled out of the primeval slime of your seas to become man. For millennia, we have followed your progress. For centuries, we have watched you, listened to your radio signals, and learned your speech and your culture. And now, you have invaded our home. Technological adults, but spiritual and emotional infants. We kept you here, deciding your fate. Had the lower forms of life of our planet destroyed you, we would not have interfered. But you survived. Your civilization has not progressed beyond destruction, war, and violence against yourselves and others. Do as you will to your own and to your planet, but remember this warning. Do not return to Mars. You will be permitted to leave for this sole purpose. Carry the warning to Earth. Do not come here. We can and will destroy you, all life on your planet, if you do not heed us. You have seen us, been permitted to glimpse our world. Go now. Warn mankind not to return unbidden.
Not wolves, it's wolfing. For 20,000 years, Wilson. 10 times your fucking Christian era. The skins and the wolves, the great hunting nations lived together. Nature in balance. Then the slaughter came. smartest ones, they went underground into the new wilderness, your cities, into the great slum areas, the graveyard of your fucking species.
These great hunters became your scavengers. Your garbage, your abandoned people became their new meat animal.
Their own animals? Are you sure, Wilson? They might be gods.
In their eyes, you are the savage.
You got your technology, but you lost. You lost your senses. They can see two looks away. They can hear a cloud pass overhead.
In their world, there can be no lies, no crime.
No need for detectives.
They are brothers.
No.
They are other nations.
Their world is older, more finished, more complete. They kill the sick, the abandoned. Those who will not be missed.
You are a man.
They kill to survive. They kill to protect.
Family?
Man kills for less. But in the end, it is all fun. You've seen them, haven't you? You don't have the eyes of the hunter. You have the eyes of the dead.
Indian jive. We've been watching too many cowboy movies.
This is the construct. It's our loading program. We can load anything from clothing to equipment, weapons, training simulations, anything we need.
Right now, we're inside a computer program.
Is it really so hard to believe? Your clothes are different, the plugs in your arms and head are gone. Your hair has changed. Your appearance now is what we call residual self-image. It is the mental projection of your digital self. What is real? How do you define real? If you're talking about what you can feel, what you can smell, what you can taste and see, then real is simply electrical signals interpreted by your brain. This is the world that you know. The world as it was at the end of the 20th century. It exists now only as part of a neural interactive simulation that we call the Matrix. You've been living in a dream world, Neo. This is the world as it exists today.
Certain is that at some point in the early 21st century, all of mankind was united in celebration. We marveled at our own magnificence as we gave birth to AI.
AI? You mean artificial intelligence?
A singular consciousness that spawned an entire race of machines. We don't know who struck first, us or them. but we know that it was us that scorched the sky. At the time, they were dependent on solar power, and it was believed that they would be unable to survive without an energy source as abundant as the sun. Throughout human history, we have been dependent on machines to survive. Fate, it seems, is not without a sense of irony. The human body generates more bioelectricity than a 120-volt battery and over 25,000 BTUs of body heat. Combined with a form of fusion, the machines had found all the energy they would ever need. There are fields, endless fields, where human beings are no longer born. We are grown. For the longest time, I wouldn't believe it. And then I saw the fields with my own eyes. Watched them liquefy the dead so they could be fed intravenously to the living. And standing there, facing the pure, horrifying precision, I came to realize the obviousness of the truth. What is the Matrix? Control. The Matrix is a computer-generated dream world, built to keep us under control in order to change a human being into this.
No. I don't believe it. It's not possible.
I didn't say it would be easy, Neo. I just said it would be the truth.
Stop! Let me out! Let me out! I want out!
Easy, Neo.
Stay away from me. I don't believe it.
It's gonna pop.
Breathe. Just breathe.
We'll be right back.
Custom. All of the really high civilizations go in for it.
But it's so silly.
But it's good for you, though. It stimulates the whole system. As a matter of fact, you can't be in tip-top health without it.
Really? I didn't know that.
I'd be only too happy to show you.
Thank you very much, Lieutenant.
No trouble at all.
Sorry, miss. I was giving myself an oil job. Over here, you see the electromagnetic waves of my brain sending that indicator up about halfway. I gather that one of their own young, comparable to a 7-year-old child, was normally expected to send that all the way to the top, which by Krell standards classifies me as a low-grade moron. Yet I have an officially recorded IQ of 183. Would you gentlemen care to take the Krell test of your intelligence?
Yes, very much.
You may be disappointed, Commander. Suppose we start with a good doctor.
What do I do?
Just sit down there, and I'll move a little forward. That's it. There now. Now, Doctor, you can read it here.
Well, there's something wrong here. I have an IQ of 161, yet I don't register a third what you did.
Now the Commander. It's all right, sir. The commanding officer doesn't need brains, just a good loud voice, huh?
I love it when we overcome all of our past ways. Infiltration unit, part man, part machine. Underneath it's a hyperalloy combat chassis, microprocessor controlled, fully armored, very tough, but outside it's living human tissue. Flesh, skin, hair, blood, grown for the cyborgs.
Look, Reese, I don't know what you want.
Pay attention! I'm gonna ditch this car. The 600 series had rubber skin. We spotted them easy. But these are new. They look human. Sweat, bad breath, everything. Very hard to spot. I had to wait till he moved on you before I could zero him.
Look, I am not stupid, you know. They cannot make things like that yet.
Not yet. Not for about 40 years.
Are you saying it's from the future?
One possible future. From your point of view, I don't know tech stuff.
Then you're from the future too, is that right?
Right.
Right.
Cyborgs don't feel pain. I do. Don't do that again. Listen and understand. That Terminator is out there. It can't be bargained with. It can't be reasoned with. It doesn't feel pity or remorse or fear. And it absolutely will not stop. Ever. Until you are dead.
Can you stop it?
I don't know. With these weapons, I don't know. To run it all. They say it got smart. A new order of intelligence. Then it saw all people as a threat, not just the ones on the other side. Decided our fate in microseconds. Extermination.
Deliver the Groove all week. Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, Blueberry Tea Sets. Halloween Flavor continues. Wednesday, 9 p.m., the Hump Day Special. And Thursday, another Blueberry Tea Set. Big G will be back Saturday with the Great Liberty Co. at 4 Eastern, 1 Pacific. And, of course, that's preempted by the Stir Fry at 2 Eastern. And Sunday, bring it all together. Halloween, Samhain, everybody. All that good vibe comes out, and the freaks will come out at night. First at 4 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock Pacific. Check that. Porky Pig in effect. 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, Gary Norris Gray and the Return of the Great Leopard Co.'s Music Box. And Sunday, 9 p.m., culminate with another Halloween-flavored therapy mind treat. For all of us here at the tree, please go safe, stay safe, be safe. We want your gift made of being back to A-OK. We will see you Tuesday, 8 p.m. Till then, everybody, go do what you got to do and do it well. Good night.